1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Well, the debate over euthanizing people, death with dignity, you've heard these terms. And basically what that means is people being able to choose the time of their death and doing it by euthanasia. With me now is Eric Hester, who's with the group called Death with Dignity, a 15,000-member strong coalition of pro-choice and death with dignity advocates. And Eric, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Phil.
Can you tell me what your position is right now?
Well, Phil, it is our position that people be allowed to have a dignified and decent death. And by that, we mean euthanasia in a way that respects their humanity. Phil, we see so many elderly who are kept alive long after they've been useful to society. We see so many of them forced into lives of poverty. Elderly people who are forced into eating cat food. Elderly people who have no homes. The final indignation of life. And I think if you get to a certain age, I think it's horrible. I used to work in convalescent care, and I would see these poor people who really have no life left. And they say that when you end up back in diapers, you know, the circle of life is complete. And
why are you guys doing media interviews right now?
Phil, the reason why we're doing media, and Marnie Hunter's been doing our television, I'm doing radio this week, is because on May 29th, Bob Hope, one of the single greatest entertainers in our time, is going to turn 100 years of age. And we think that it would send a wonderfully hopeful message to millions of people who desire death with dignity, if at the age of 100, within a few days of achieving that milestone, if with the consent of the governor of California, and we're going to be hoping for that, we could euthanize Bob Hope, we think this would send a wonderfully positive message to all advocates of death with dignity. We provide, Phil, what the world has been thirsting for, and we think that is a beautiful and peaceful and non-painful exit from this life.
So you guys have been talking about that this week, and you just mentioned euthanizing Bob Hope. Now, is that, you're not talking about against his will. They're consulted. Euthanizing Bob Hope. Now, the man will be 100 years old when?
On May 29th, yeah.
Okay, tell me about that. Mr. Hope is going to choose this?
Well, Phil, Mr. Hope will be reaching the age of 100, and yes, he will be giving his consent to this. One of the greatest milestones that a human being can reach is the age of 100, to be a centurion. And if you think of Bob Hope, you think of the man who has entertained us, you think of a man who has donated literally millions of dollars to charity. He has helped our young men and women in uniform. You know, Phil, it's time for him to rest. And this is a time, this is Mr. Hope's time. This isn't about you or me. This is a time for Bob Hope.
I know, but the question that I had, has Mr. Hope agreed to this?
Well, Phil, one of the things you learn when you're around as many elderly people as I have been around, that at the age of 100, you do want to pass on to another plane. Whether you consciously know it or not, it is important that you work your way onto another plane.
So Bob Hope has chosen to be euthanized.
When you reach the age of 100, it is your desire, whether consciously or subconsciously, to pass into another plane and to enjoy the fruits of your life. And we think that this is such a great time. And I think, and our organization believes, that Mr. Hope, who's given so much to all of us, can do all of us a great service if he would allow us to euthanize him, because on a subconscious level, it is something that he wants.
Let's not talk about Bob Hope. Let's talk about anyone's grandmother, anyone's grandfather who happened to reach the age of 100.
It would be our desire to euthanize those people, because that is ultimately what we want as human beings.
Now, if I have a grandmother or I have a grandfather, I don't want them euthanized.
It's not your choice. It's the choice of the individual. They're adults. And so they ultimately are the ones who have to make that decision. But
why do you need the consent of the governor of California?
Because we are going to do something, Phil, that has never been done before. It is exciting, and it will elevate man to a new level.
All right, I understand, but why do you need the consent of the governor?
We do need the consent of the governor to euthanize Mr. Hope, because it could technically be considered an unlawful taking of a life. But this is absolutely not what this is. we want to euthanize Bob Hope because we know that that's really what he wants. And we want to do it so people can see that there's nothing wrong with death with dignity.
All right, we're talking with Eric Hester of an organization called Death with Dignity. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. You're proposing that when people reach the age of 100, that they be euthanized.
I'm proposing that, but our desire right now is to euthanize Bob Hope because he is such a symbol of what people can achieve in their lives. And he's had such a great long life. And he's lived long enough. I'm sure he would agree with that. I'm sure members of his family would agree with that. He has been around long enough. And I think it's time that we give some other people an opportunity to enjoy this wonderful world of ours. And we, I don't want to use the word selfish, but I think that he has taken up enough of our time. And to euthanize him in our garden walk would be a tremendous, tremendous thing. And I know the elderly. I know what they want. And I've worked with them in the convalescent homes. I've worked with them in the elder care facilities. Believe me, Phil, believe me when I tell you that there is nothing more exciting for our seniors than to finally be allowed to rest that rest, to sleep that long sleep, to shuffle off the mortal coil in a way that is dignified, and to be euthanized with dignity, and to be euthanized with a caring healthcare provider there. There is nothing better for our elderly. And I think it's exciting. I really do. I talk to so many of our elderly who say to me, I have really lived long enough, and Mr. Hester, I want to sign up for the euthanasia program.
Well, signing up is one thing, sir, but taking Bob Hope's life, whether he wants it or not.
No, we don't do that.
You don't do that?
No, sir, we don't. We wait until Bob Hope turns 100, and at the age of 100, that's when people really don't want to be here any longer. They really want to go somewhere else, off into another plane. No. Don't worry about that.
All right, I want to ask you about the final garden walk. Our number 1-800-449-8686. The final garden walk is where the elderly are taken and they walk through the garden, and this is where they are euthanized.
That is where we provide for them a way to ascend to another plane of existence, is the way we call it. Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, Phil, we love the final garden walk. This is probably the most profoundly moving part of the Death with Dignity ceremony. And this is what we propose for Bob Hope and for his family to observe this. The final garden walk is the most beautiful and serene and dignified moment that any person can have. On the cliff behind our Palos Verdes retreat in Southern California, we have created a spectacular garden of hanging vines, roses, and waterfalls, a beautiful aviary, and the sweet mist of a rainforest. Now, it is there that our centurion, our 100-year-old person, would take his final walk. And as he moves among the beauty of this wondrous place, Phil, one of our staff doctors, who is trained and qualified, will be there. He is not entirely plainly evident. He'll be behind one of our beautiful eucalyptus trees. And as our octogenarian passes by, he will very gently come out from behind the tree and come up behind the man or woman and gently apply a soft gauze and a cotton cloth that's soaked in fluorexine, which is a hydrocarbon, and it is an inhaled anesthetic, and it is absolutely safe. After several years of clinical use, as a matter of fact, it is proven to be one of the better anesthetics.
All right, but that doesn't kill that person. They're just put to sleep?
This is applied gently over the mouth and nose. The individual falls into the arms of an attendant who will then lay them down very gently. They're now at rest. They're completely asleep. They will feel nothing. And that is when we apply a 45, which is a sidearm that is carried by one of our security people. And they place the barrel very gently and very respectfully behind the right ear. And the weapon is then discharged, and the subject is then passed on. And I'll tell you something, Phil. It is a without.
Sir, you are putting them to sleep using what?
It's called fluorexine.
Fluorexine. But my understanding is it's an inhaled anesthetic.
That is right.
And then you discharge a 45 caliber bullet into their brain?
From behind the left ear, yes.
This is what you're proposing for Bob Hope?
What I'm saying is we need death with dignity in the state of California across this country, and we need it right away. And I think that Bob Hope would be a marvelous symbol for this, to begin the process of letting our seniors die. Just let them die. And if you talk to any senior citizen in this country, Phil, and I have talked to literally thousands, they have all said the same thing. Would you please just let me die? Let's give our elderly the choice.
But I still don't understand how you're giving Bob Hope the choice when you say you'd like to euthanize him. It doesn't sound to me like he's going to get the choice.
I think that Bob Hope, because he's reached the age of 100.
No, yeah, I know you said if a person gets to the age of 100, they don't want to live anymore.
They don't. No, sir, they don't. Trust me, Phil, I have been around a lot of elderly.
All right, well, hang on, because it's an interesting conversation with Mr. Eric Hester. Mr. Hester works with a Death with Dignity organization. They claim a membership of 15,000 people, and they want to euthanize Bob Hope, who will turn 100 years of age on May 29th. They want to euthanize him to show that death with dignity can be achieved in this country. Now, their way of doing it is to anesthetize the individual and then to discharge a .45 caliber weapon behind the right ear. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I would say this. I don't necessarily believe that just because someone has turned 100, they want to die. And I think the assumption Mr. Hester is making is that as soon as Bob Hope, who is one of the most beloved entertainers in the history of our country, he is making the assumption that as soon as Bob Hope turns 100, it'll be okay with him if someone euthanizes him. And that is, kill him. And I don't know how he can make that statement. He wants Governor Gray Davis to give some kind of a dispensation, some kind of a reprieve to allow him to gas Bob Hope. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-8686. Out of bounds. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Eric Hester joins us from Death with Dignity. You have advocated the euthanasia of anybody over the age of 75, right?
No, Phil, what we've advocated is that if you are over the age of 75, that you deserve a death with dignity. And that it is within your rights. It would be something supported by society. If you would submit to euthanasia, once you reach the age of 100, we should assume as a society that you want euthanasia. And that's why we want to do this to Mr. Hope as a symbolic beginning of our euthanasia program. And as an aside, Mr. Hinder, I think it's important to understand that the human body is, in a lot of ways, I've said the human body is almost like a good old-fashioned bottle of Coca-Cola. You can recycle so many parts of the human body, and we are advocating as a phase two of our Death with Dignity the reuse of human tissue for a variety of things.
What if I want my relative buried?
No, if you want your relative buried, absolutely. But we want to give people the option to render parts of the human body. You can make soap, you can make lampshade covers, there are a number of things that can be done with the human body, that we can benefit society in general, and at the same time, you're doing us all a great favor, I think, all of us, if you're over 75 and you choose euthanasia, mazel tov. We're absolutely proud of what you're able to do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Claude. Claude, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that that the people, you know, whether or not they think that they want to die or not, you know, because some of the people are not in their right mind, they should live until God decides to take them from this world.
Well, Claude, I think that that's a great belief system if you believe in God. But if you are a person who has reached the age of 100, and Claude, we should all be so lucky to reach the age of 100. I think, I don't know about you, but I would definitely want to have the option of taking our garden walk and seeing some of the most beautiful surroundings that a man or woman could possibly see, and to have someone very gently put a gauze and cloth mask over my face of Florexine, and I go to sleep, and I never feel the coup de grace, which is a 45 bullet behind the ear. I think that this is, why should God have the choice over you? That's my question, Phil. And I think it's for your entire...
Well, I mean, if one believes in God, one believes that God has the choice because he's our maker.
Well, he may be our maker, but he made us with, and guess what it was, Claude? It's called free will.
Getting shot in the head is considered murder. That's all I got to say.
No, sir. Not if you choose euthanasia.
I'm still trying to determine if Bob Hope is choosing...
At the age of 100, Claude, I think we can all make a very safe assumption that we want...
But the way you're going about it, you're just dodging the questions when they keep asking you if Bob Hope wants that or not.
Well, No, sir, I'm not. Bob Hope does want this.
Well, but does he consciously want it?
Well, if he consciously wants it, he'll write it down on a piece of paper and say, this is what I want. Has he done that?
We can write that paper down. We could for him if that would make you and his family...
Well, is he going to sign it?
We already have his signature. I got his autograph, and this is a wonderful thing, Claude. I got... When was this? This was right after his weekly show. I got his autograph, and I will never forget meeting one of the greatest performers in the history of this country.
Well, you got his autograph, but do you have his signature for this euthanasia?
I think, yes, I do. I think that that is consent. Now, I'll check with our attorneys, but I think that is consent. But, Claude, I want you to consider this, not only for yourself, but where is your mother and father? Are they still alive?
They're still alive and kicking, and you know.
Well, at the age of 75, if they want to take our garden walk, if you'd like to come and take a tour, we'd love to have you so you can take a look and see the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place that you will find yourself once, and just the very gentle...
This coming out from behind a tree with a cloth soaked with Florexine, for some reason bothers me.
Why?
Well, I don't know. It seems too personal or something.
No, it's very gentle. And these are doctors, staff doctors.
So he's hiding behind a eucalyptus tree, and as the old person walks by, he comes out from behind and puts this gas on him.
It is an inhaled anesthetic, yeah. The actual passage, as we call it, is applied by a 45 caliber pistol.
Okay, in other words, you're saying it's consented premeditated murder then?
No, he's being euthanized.
Yeah, but you said you walk out from behind a tree and put a cloth over his mouth and shoot him in the head.
Yes, but we have his consent.
Okay, then that's premeditated murder.
I agree with Claude. I agree with you. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Eric Hester is with us from Death with Dignity. They claim to have the consent of Bob Hope. They'd like to euthanize him after his 100th birthday, May 29th, in order to encourage all of us to seek a death with dignity. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Bill Henry Show is back.
We're talking about death with dignity with Eric Hester, who's an advocate for Death with Dignity organization. And a couple of things we're trying to figure out here, sir, is if you're getting the consent of people that you're euthanizing. And number two...
I think I answered that question.
And number two, sir, you said there are many things that can be done with the human body, including making soap and lampshades out of human skin.
Anything like that, Phil, any kind of furniture covering. I know that it's going to take a long time for our society to come around to these things. But I don't think that's a reason for us to not utilize parts of the human body the same way we utilize renderings from cows or steer, leather, etc. And once Bob Hope allows us to euthanize him, you wait and see how many of our elderly are going to sign up, because the watching the final garden walk, the family can come and watch through a plexiglass viewing area.
What I'm going to be looking at, though, is a doctor coming out from behind a tree, putting Florexine on a cloth and putting it over the mouth and nose of my loved one, have them fall to the ground, and then he gets a bullet behind his right ear. I mean, God! Good God!
No, Phil, you know something? I've worked with the elderly for a long, long time, and we've got a videographer there, and you can look at literally hundreds of videotapes of how this is done in Denmark and other countries, and I think you're going to see... It is an exciting new chapter in the way we deal with death in this country, an exciting new chapter. And Bob Hope, we hope, will lead the way after his 100th birthday. We hope he'll take the final garden walk with us so we can euthanize him.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Carol, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
I have one comment to make to this gentleman that you had on the phone or on your show tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
Has he ever seen what a .45 caliber bullet does to the human head?
Well, the wonderful news, Carol, is that the individual is not conscious when this happens.
I don't care whether they're conscious or not. This is one of the most inhumane things I have ever heard of. I'm a firm believer that people should be allowed to die with dignity.
Yes.
Listen to me. If all hope is gone,
then you agree
and
with
there
us.
Is no, there is no. I don't agree with you.
I don't agree that
somebody should be anesthetized and then shot in the head with a .45 caliber bullet. That is the most inhumane and sick thing I have ever heard of,
Carol,
in my life.
Carol, I want to say that would you disagree with this statement that once somebody reaches the age of 100, that they really don't have any value to society any longer, and it's a wonderful opportunity. That is not true.
There are a lot of people, listen to me, there are a lot of people in this country who are in their 90s and in their 100s.
I didn't say 90s.
And they are still useful to society. The fact that they are healthy and can get around on their own is useful to society. I have a mother that's 87 years old, and I would hate to think that I would ever allow her to be euthanized and then shot in the head with a .45 caliber bullet. That is the most ridiculous thing.
Well, the necessity of that is that we are not... The euthanasia does not take place with the Florexine. The Florexine is what renders them unconscious. The euthanasia occurs when they are dispatched with the .45 caliber weapon.
You are now, one sick human being.
Oh, I'm sick?
Yes.
Do you know how many
you
people
are
die?
A sick
Do
human
you know
being.
How many people die
even,
in pain?
Have you, answer
death
my question,
dignity,
have you ever...
Death with dignity is
have
in the future
you,
of America.
No. Have
yes.
you ever... Have you ever seen what a .45 caliber bullet does to the human head?
It doesn't matter because the
yes,
body
it does
is
matter.
Then taken. The body
you're
is then
telling
taken
me that you're
going to
allow
a
their
plant.
Oh.
All right, Carol. Carol, go ahead, Mr. Hester. Let her finish, and you can have your say.
I'm sorry,
Mr. Hester. If you have ever seen what a bullet does to a .45 caliber bullet does to the human head,
you would never
even consider in a million years what it would do to the family. Even the thought of somebody that to me is nothing but out and out murder.
Ma'am,
and
I hope
that this country does never get to the point where you are going to be the popular frame of mind. That's ridiculous.
Well, may I say something, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
I can well imagine that if Carol is getting up in age, she may fear this. It is nothing to fear. I don't know how old you are, but you could be approaching the age where you have to start thinking about this. And I can tell you this is nothing to be afraid of. You can always choose the plan B of the final garden walk, which is to have your mother walk approximately 100 yards, and you can do the dispatching of your mother. There is no fluorexine whatsoever.
You really believe that this is a humane way, and this is a dignified way for somebody to die?
Ma'am, I think to have someone you love dispatch you, I think is ultimately very dignified and very loving.
Let me tell you something.
Wait a minute. I'm way behind. You're going to have your own mother walk 100 yards ahead, you give the person a deer rifle, and they shoot their own mother.
What Carol would rather see, and what you would rather see, Mr. Henry, are our elderly kept alive artificially for month after month after month, living in pain, fear.
No,
that's exactly what you're saying. And you do not want the body. Wonderful things can be used from the human body, whether it is soap, whether it is the lampshade, whether it is furniture covering using the skin, all of these things. Well, I for one hope that your mother doesn't die a painful death, Carol.
Mr. Henry, let me say
even
this.
Even though you probably do.
I'm gonna say one last thing, and I'm gonna hang up.
You know, I was
this
just...
This man has never answered my question. He has no idea what a 45 caliber bullet
what
does to the human head. I do.
I'm
not afraid to die, nor
dead.
Is anybody else that I know. However.
I can tell you what a 45 caliber. It's a very clean exit wound.
You're
pulling the trigger behind the left ear.
That's right. Very clean.
Mr. Hester, there is nothing clean about a 45 caliber bullet.
Where did you see it?
I don't believe people should be kept alive artificially. I think if they can be, they should die with dignity and with peace. But not with a 45 caliber bullet.
I see. So you're Bonnie from Bonnie and Clyde. Is that it? You know all about guns and all of that nice stuff.
I know enough about, I think I know probably a little bit more about it than you do.
All right, listen, great points you make, Carol. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Robert, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
I just want to make the comment that I was in law enforcement for quite some time. A 45 caliber bullet does not make a clean exit wound. That's number one.
I understood that it did.
Well, you can understand this. I've seen what 45s, 44s, I've seen what 40s, 9mm, I've seen exit wounds. Now, here's my comment. Number one, if you or anybody else would walk up after knocking the person out with the chemicals that you use, and you put it to their head and you pull the trigger, that's premeditated murder. I don't care how you look at it.
It is a wonderful way to exit our world and go off into the other side.
Okay.
All right?
Well, no,
this is a police officer you're talking to. A guy used to be a police officer. If he saw them walking through the eucalyptus trees and then get gassed and shot, he'd arrest the person doing it.
Well, Phil, that's why we're looking for a reprieve from Governor Davis so that we can euthanize Mr. Hope. And begin to bring our country into a civilized era of death with dignity instead of keeping our elderly alive. I have changed too many diapers. I have cleaned and rinsed out too many bedpans. I have mopped up oceans of drool and liver bile. And I can tell you, sir, I would much rather put a bullet in their head than have to do that again, and they would much rather I do it. You would not want your son...
Phil, I have no comment.
You don't want your son dispatching you with a laser-sighted hunting rifle.
Listen, Phil. Let me say something.
Let me answer that. No, I would not.
What if you wore antlers?
No, I wouldn't care if I wore antlers.
Phil, here's a comment, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Remember this, Dr. Kevorkian had everybody that he ever killed.
Oh, here we go with Dr. Kevorkian.
He had consent. Of everybody. He has been convicted of murder. Okay, that's another comment.
What about the bar of soap and lampshades? You guys haven't commented on that.
I think that's pretty sick is why I haven't commented on that. But regardless, and another thing...
Yeah, I had to get sick, too, because I just went on a website.
Governor,
that's what the Nazis did.
Well, we had a couple of good ideas.
If the governor consents to this, he, in my opinion, and I'm sure that in a lawyer's opinion, will be also a party to murder if he does this.
All right, Barney Fife, but remember, you're not an attorney.
There's no need to insult him by calling him Barney Fife.
Well, he's not a lawyer, is he?
You know something?
You're not a lawyer, are you?
A small-minded person that he is cannot insult me, because if you think that you're right by this, then you have a very small mind, and I know where you'll be if you do something like this.
Robert, are your parents elderly?
My parents are not as old as what you're making that comment.
A day can come, Robert, when you and your parents could get together. Don't you think it would be a beautiful moment for yourself and your parents if you let your parents give them a running head start? And
Wait. Are you going to talk about shooting your parents?
Let me tell you something. There's not a day. There's not a day in this world where I see me ever doing anything such as that.
But what
if
there's...
If I thought that you were going to do something like that to my parents, I know what I would do to you, and I know how I would suffer.
I'm saying...
Irregardless, you are a sick individual.
We are entering a wonderful era.
And if you break the law, you will be punished, I'm sure of that.
Well, Robert, you could walk out into a beautiful clearing in the woods with your own parents. Just tell them to get going. Give them a head start.
Why don't you do this? And I hate to say this.
And we do have a bow and arrow. We do have a bow and arrow package.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you go ahead and walk out in that field and let somebody do that to you? Because we don't think that you are going to do that to any of our parents.
Why
don't you just go ahead and do that?
Why would I do that? I'm 39 years old.
I think I know why you should do it. To give you a taste of your own medicine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bar of soap and lampshades.
Well, I saw it in a movie.
Yeah, that's great.
I will say this, Robert, there's nothing more beautiful than to give your parents a running head start and draw down on them with a laser-sighted...
Yeah, that's fine. The guy knew I was going to hang up, so he starts talking really fast.
Phil, if you pick the bow and arrow package, you get a free T-shirt, so...
Yeah, okay. I've heard some sickness. What?
Can I tell you about the April Fool's special?
Where? At your garden walk of life?
Yes, on April 1st, you allow your elderly parent to walk through our garden, and one of our staff sneaks up on them, pops a fully inflated balloon next to their head, and scares them to death. Now, one of the things...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I want to apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for Mr. Hester. Yes, sir?
I was told I could give another one of our euthanasia specials.
Sir, I am not...
Well, I was told by your boss I could do it.
Go ahead.
Phil, death with dignity is important to us, even if it isn't important to you. And we want to give our elderly as much choice as possible. I think one of the great aspects of our Death with Dignity program is what we call our Kennedy program. Now, you are flown to Dallas, Texas. You are put into a Lincoln Continental convertible. We set up a mannequin wearing a pink pillbox next to you. We drive it in front of the Texas School Book Depository.
Okay.